4:28. You ever wondered how galaxies are formed and what creates black holes in the universe? You've been watching too much Brian Cox, I think, along with Dara O'Brien. Well, researchers from Durham University have actually been working with astronomers to discover more about the early lives of our galaxies. I love this kind of stuff. Let's talk live now to physicist Alice Danielson, who was involved in the research at Durham University. And I'm delighted to say Alice is with us on the programme this afternoon. Hi, Alice.
Hi.
Hiya. Can you just summarise for us and just put it in layman's terms, because I'm a bit, little bit thick. What have you found out?
So basically what we found is we found the strongest link so far between powerful bursts of star formation in the early universe and then the most massive galaxies that we see today around us. And this is helping us to understand how galaxies evolve.
I'm just trying to work out, how do you do that from the BBC Tees area?
So what we've been doing is we actually get time on really massive telescopes. Mostly what we've used for this is telescopes in Chile, including APEX and VLT, which are sort of 8 to 12 metre telescopes. So we don't use ones in Durham, really,
right.
Or Tees. But what we do is we use these very powerful telescopes to probe very deep into the distant universe, and we study galaxies as they were during the biggest burst of their star formation about 10 billion years ago. So it's real time travel stuff.
It really is incredible. Just how reliable and how significant is this research?
So it's quite significant. So what we're really doing is we've used these telescopes to find very accurate measurements of the distance away of various galaxies, and we've used that then to find the way that they group together.
Right.
And we've been able to find the most accurate ever measurements of this kind of grouping. And we've found that these star-forming galaxies, which are forming thousands of stars per year, are grouped together in a very similar way to the galaxies that we see locally. So these massive stars, massive galaxies that we see locally.
Yeah.
But the weird thing is that the massive galaxies we see locally, so you know, near the Milky Way, they're not forming any stars at all. So they've gone from 10 billion years ago forming thousands of stars per year to now forming nothing.
How would they do that?
Well, the thing that we found also then is because we've looked at the groupings, we found that they group in a similar way. Both the star-forming galaxies group in a similar way to the massive ones locally, but also to these things called quasars. So quasars are extremely bright galaxies, and they were around in the same era as these star-forming galaxies, so about 10 billion years ago. And these are massive galaxies that are powered by a supermassive black hole at their centre, which feeds on cold gas, and as it's growing, it emits a huge amount of energy. So we normally just think of black holes as taking in,
yeah.
But they actually do produce a huge amount of energy. And this cold gas that lives in galaxies, you also need that gas to form stars.
Yeah.
But if the gas is being kept hot, or if it's being pushed out of the galaxy completely, which is what a black hole can do, then you can't form stars anymore, and that might explain the abrupt cutoff in the stars.
I love your passion, Ali. I could genuinely talk to you for hours, but one more quick question. You've been working with some of the world's top astronomers as well, I gather.
Yes. I mean, Durham has a lot of the world's top astronomers, but also we've been working. So Ryan Hickox is leading this work. He's actually now at Dartmouth, but he was at Durham until just a few months ago. So, it's a
quickly,
real
what next? So. What are you going to be doing next?
What next? Oh, blimey.
That research continues, does it? Or?
This research is always continuing because, I mean, it's the best constraint we have so far, but we can always constrain things better by getting better data, more data from bigger telescopes.
Will you come in one night when we got a bit more time?
Oh, I'd love to.
Fantastic. Yeah. Physicist Alice Danielson with us here at BBC Tees tonight. Anything space-related, we're going to give Alice a ring.